Good evening. It's good to see everybody. If you'll get your church hymnal and turn to page 127, and we'll sing How Firm a Foundation. I'm glad we can lean on Him. He cares and He'll be with you.
Laid for your pain. I'm glad he'll never forsake us. Thank God. I appreciate that. I appreciate the Lord. And I'm glad to be in God's house tonight. And I hope he'll bless you. And I believe he wants to. And I believe he will if we'll let him. I mean, I've been looking at some things today and I feel like I'm already blessed. Thank God. I'm blessed just to have heard the truth. I mean, really. I mean, just to have been in a place where I could hear the word of God. In a day of deception, when God somehow gave me grace to hear his word and to hear his voice and somehow get some faith to believe him. Thank God. And I've took that light for a long time, I guess, because I think, this is the culture we was raised in, but this ain't the culture of the world. No, we've been protected and put in a good place, and I can't explain why, but I sure am glad of it. Thank God. And you ought to be glad of it. I mean, to hear God's word. Anyway, we're going to pray here in just a minute, and I'm going to see if they'll bring them youngins. I see Kinsley's here, and she'll want to sing. So we'll get on to bring the youngins up here in a minute and sing. But we're going to pray, if you would. My Aunt Judy was telling me that Andy Sensabaugh's wife, Helen, many of y'all remember him and maybe her. But anyway, Andy passed away a couple years ago now, I guess. But they took her to Vanderbilt. She's got cancer. But they done some treatments on her down there, and I guess her whole brain. And anyway, since they've done that, she's got dementia, Alzheimer's, something. She has no memory or recollection of anything else. But anyway, so if you would, I don't know what to do, but other than pray for her. And I told my Aunt Judy, I said, you can't even get out of here with any dignity. But thank God you'll enter in over there with some. Amen. Amen. I mean, you'll have what the Lord give you. So I appreciate the Lord. Pray for Don, if you would. Continue to pray for Danny. Different ones. Pray for Brent. I guess they buried his grandmother today. And a lot of things going on. But I appreciate God giving us a blessed hope. Thank God. I'm glad they sang it all the time. This ain't the end, and I'm glad of it. Lord God, if this is all it is, it's a mess. But I'm glad in the midst of the mess, God let us see the light of his glorious gospel. Thank God. But anyway, I'm going to ask Brother Willie if he'd pray for us. And y'all bring them youngins up here. Yes.
I got a message today that Tim Carney passed away last night.
You're kidding.
No, Judy messaged me. She said that they really didn't know anything yet about what happened.
Okay.
So pray for Gary.
Yeah.
He just came through triple bypass surgery about a month ago.
Well, pray for him. I've never met Tim, and maybe Gary once, but Tim has been texting me about once a week for months. Yeah. And asked him, just pray for him. And he'd been watching the videos and watching the church and all that just for a long time now. I mean, quite a while. But anyway, like I said, I've never met him. He just started messaging me. And so anyway, I hate to hear that. But all right. Will you pray for that family?
Still waiting to hear about another test. And she's having some trouble. The doctor that needs to order it's out all this week until next week. So just pray for her.
All right. Amen. Anybody else? All right. Yeah. All right. Amen. Anybody else? All right. Brother Willie, you pray for us, if you would.
Our Father, in Jesus' name, we come, Lord, we want to come to the altar and say thank you one more time, our Father, for your darling son, Lord. We thank you, our Father, Lord God. We united in the Word of God. I'm glad he's the lover of our soul. I'm glad, thank God, our Father, that he come and done what our soul need. I'm glad for that precious blood. The Bible said that he came and laid down his life. And I'm glad that when he left heaven that day, that he was in agreement, that he's all three in agreement, our Father, when he come. And I'm glad that our Father, that he did it. I'm glad our Father had nobody to love me like he had, Lord. And our Father, we want to come tonight and tell you we appreciate it. We appreciate that precious blood. We appreciate the Word of God. And he was the Word of God when he came. He was out before he got here. He was the Word of God. And our Father, we want to come tonight. We pray for your children. Our Father, we pray for all these that's been mentioned tonight, Lord. And our Father, I thank you tonight, oh God, most of all, that our Father, when Jerry is, Lord God, there's a, our Father, a place that we won't settle down over yonder into heaven's glory, our Father. I'm glad the old ship's going to pull in over there one of these days, our Father. Lord God, we're so glad that we're going, our Father. I'm glad that our Father, I've got a taste, our Father. I'm glad, thank God, our Father, that Jesus come by and done in our heart. Our Father, we thank you for it. Our Father, we ask you tonight, oh God, to bless his servant, blessing the young, Lord. Our Father, I pray tonight, oh God, that we just come and hear him, our Father. God, we'll come and worship him, our Father. I'm glad, thanks be to God forever, that this ain't the end, our Father. God, our Father, what a day when we get home, Lord. Our Father, till we get there, Lord, I thank you for that glory, that grace, our Father. I'm glad you'll come and be with us, our Father. God, tonight, Lord, I thank you, our Father. God, how much he loved us, our Father. I pray tonight, oh God, that somehow, oh God, your children have come tonight, Lord. Our Father, you've got a big old table for them, our Father. God, you did say to taste and see the Lord's gracious. Our Father, I pray tonight, oh God, that you'd have your way in this place, our Father. Oh God, we just need you, our Father. Oh God, more than anything, our Father, in the day that we live, our Father, Lord, you said he's going to come, Lord, that I'm glad the anchor holds, our Father. I'm glad, thank God, whichever way it goes, we can't lose that. Our Father tonight, Lord, I thank you and bless you and praise you, Lord, for what you do. Jesus, holy name we pray. Amen.
Well, if you're saved tonight, you ought to thank him. Yeah. You ought to thank him. If you have your Bibles, I want you to turn Matthew chapter 24 for a little while tonight. And I would that you'd pray for me. I wanted to preach. I thought about preaching, and I will shortly. I'm wanting to preach on that stone that the builders rejected. But I ain't going to tonight. Been thinking about it. They rejected it. They set it at naught. They refused it. They stumbled over it. All kinds of things that took place there. But that's been on my mind for a few days. But then I sit back here this morning. I've been reading this, and I want to talk to you a little bit tonight on Matthew chapter 24, just the first few verses. The Bible said, and Jesus went out and departed from the temple, and his disciples came to him for to show him the building of the temple. Jesus saith unto them, see ye not all these things? Verily I say unto you, there shall not be left here one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down. And as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately, saying, tell us, when shall these things be? And what shall be the sign of thy coming and the end of the world? And Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you. Now I'm going to stop right there. I'm not going to read any more of this. I just want to look at the latter part of verse 4 where he said, take heed that no man deceive you. And that's been on my mind and on my heart all day long. Take heed that no man deceive you. And I'm going to talk to you about some. I mean, I've been thinking about this in a little bit different way all day long. And I want you youngins to look up here and listen to me for a few minutes. They're trying to, and I mean everybody, but they're trying to deceive you.
Yes, sir.
This world is trying to deceive you. And I want to talk to you about how easy it is to be deceived. I've been looking at this thing, and I went back to the book of Genesis over there, and I was reading through Genesis chapter 5 and some of the genealogy of all of that stuff, and I noticed in one place there it talked about that after Abel had died and Cain was of the wicked one, and it said that they had another child and named him Seth. And then Seth had a child, and they named him Enos. And at that point, men began to call on God.
Amen.
And it looks like things are picking up when man begins to call on God. But then just a few generations go by. Now listen to me. Just a few generations go by, and you've got a man down there named Enoch, and he's prophesying, and we know that he's prophesying. And what I got to looking at this, we know that if we come over in chapter 6, we know that the sons of God saw the daughters of men, and they took them wives of all they chose. But that wasn't just in Noah's day. We understand that because Enoch prophesied of them over in the book of Jude. They were in his day. And I mean, you know, Enoch talked about that crowd. The Bible said Enoch, the seventh from Adam, prophesied of these. And he's telling about that crowd that was in his day. And so there's generations that's went on that those sons of God saw the daughters of men and they took wives of all they chose. Now, I mean, there's a couple interesting things that have just never really registered in my mind until today, and I want to share them with you. I'm talking about being deceived tonight. I got to thinking about this. Now, Enoch, you know this, Bible said he walked with God. And then Enoch had a son, Methuselah. Methuselah had a son, Lamech. Lamech had a son, Noah. You understand those things. You understand how that goes. But anyway, I got to looking at some things over there. The Bible said, by faith, Abel. Amen. Then it come down there and said, by faith, Enoch. Amen. And then it said, by faith, Noah. Amen. Now, what I'm trying to say is, where's the rest of that crowd? Amen. I don't know that Methuselah had faith. I don't know that Lamech had faith. And I noticed some writings in this. Now, I'm not saying they're in hell. They might be. But I noticed something in that scripture that was strange when I read it today. It said that, I'll misquote it if I ain't real careful. It said that, no, I won't. It said that Lamech was 595 years old. He lived 595 years from Noah's birth. When Noah was 500 years old, he got instructions from the Lord to build that ark. Now it said that he lived 595 years from Noah's birth and had sons and daughters. I won't leave the part of it out. But it said he had sons and daughters. Amen. Then it said over in Hebrews chapter 11, by faith Noah, moved with fear, prepared an ark for the saving of his house. So when Lamech died, when the flood come in the 600th year, so about 5 years before the flood come, Lamech died. Now that's what I want to talk to you about. Where's Noah's siblings? Where's his brothers and sisters? Noah saw his brothers and sisters. I don't know if he saw them, but he knew they died in the flood. I want to talk to you about being deceived. There's a whole big... Now, here's the thing. Enoch, his grandfather preached and told him, God is going to come and destroy this thing. Read the book of Jude. He said he's going to come. He's going to come and destroy this. But they did not believe it. Somehow there was a great power on the earth at that time. There's a deception on the earth at that time. And I believe it's here now. I'll tell you how much of a deception there was in that. Now you'd think, and I'll get off of this here in a few minutes, but you'd think that if there's a man named Noah, and he had three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth, and their four wives got on an ark, and God destroyed this thing with a flood, that once you got off of that ark, and the Bible told him, he said, you go multiply and replenish the earth. That's a pretty important message. You need some way to get to God. Amen. But Noah's grandson, Nimrod, and it is his grandson. How long did it take to get away from God again? One generation. And all of them people, all of Noah's descendants. See, I got to thinking about this because Gabriel asked me a question Sunday night, whenever it was. He asked me a question about the Indians, when, where did they come from and did they go to hell? So these kids come up with some good questions. They get me thinking sometimes. But he asked me that before the white man got here. And pushed them out. He said, what about them? Where did they come from? Well, I kindly knew where they come from. I'll get to that in a few minutes. But anyway, what happened? I want you to understand this. Everybody come after the flood from Noah's family. Amen. Everybody come from that. And so anyway, Nimrod was there. They decide they're going to build the Tower of Babel. They're going to build their way to the heavens. And I mean, they've done departed. They've done been deceived to get to God some other way. Now, let me say this real quickly. There's already been a prophecy over in Genesis chapter 3 and verse 15 that speaks of how it's going to be taken care of. He said he'll bruise his head by his heels. And I mean, it speaks of the cross, and they've already departed from the cross. I mean, the Lamb has already been slain from the foundation of the world. By faith, Abel offered up a more excellent sacrifice than that of Cain. They've left that and began working their way in. You can't work your way in. It's by the blood of Jesus, or you're going to hell. And I believe that most of this crowd back yonder went to hell. In fact, I can't find but a few people that had faith. Abel, Enoch, I found Noah, Abraham, and the rest of them, I'm not sure, had any faith. I really ain't. Lord God, and I want to talk to these youngins about being deceived, because there's deception taking place. But let me get back to where I was. Here it happened, and God said, "All right, I'm gonna confuse this thing and give them all these different languages." And at that point, God done that, and they dispersed different ways. Ham went down to Africa. Japheth, he went up Ukraine, Russia way. And Shem was a Sinemite. He stayed there. He stayed in that region. It's Arabian Hebrew speaking. That's where that come from. That's where God dealt with it. But anyway, to get to his answer, I mean, those Indians come out of those Siberian, that way down into here. That's where they come from, around here. But I want to say something about those Indians. They all had already departed the ways of God. They went to hell. If they didn't get saved by the grace of God, they went up there and they went to hell. There's more going to hell than you think they are. Hey, if you're saved here tonight, or if you're at least in a place where you can hear the truth and the word of God, you ought to be thankful. If you've ever heard the name of Jesus and heard of a place called Golgotha and heard of an old rugged cross and heard about an empty tomb and somebody prayed over you, you ought to thank God, because the world ain't that way. Mizraim, Noah's other grandson, that's where they went down into, that's where Egypt is. That's where that come from, the Egyptians. Well, they served every god there was, but they didn't know nothing about Jesus. In fact, there's a scripture over there that says, "And they knew not Joseph." Back then, Joseph was the type of Jesus. They didn't know. I'm talking, but then God done a work there. Out of Shem, few generations down the road, I don't know that any of them knew God, but God spoke to the next man over in Hebrews chapter 11, by faith Abraham. When he was called out of the Ur of Chaldees, obeyed, and he left and went out. He left out of that ungodly place. He left out of there. He left that ungodly place. Now, here's what I want to ask you real quickly. I was talking to Stephanie about this yesterday. I got to thinking, I can't find anybody else over there in Abraham's day. Can you tell me anybody else that believed? There's one king that God spoke to and told him, "If you don't leave his wife alone." But, I mean, I've been thinking about it, and maybe I'm wrong, but is there faith anywhere else? Lot, he's a righteous man. He had enough faith to go out with Abraham. Rest of that crowd say, hey, let me say even this. When Abraham sent for a bride for Isaac, sent him back to Laban, and his over there worshiping idols. He didn't have no faith in God. He's worshiping idols. When Jacob went and got his two brides, come out, and one of those stole the idols of her families. Boy, I'm thinking about this. Oh, good God, I'm glad I'm living in a day when you're talking about the grace of God. When I'm finding out most of this crowd's in hell. If you don't know what hell is, you ought to read this Bible a little bit. It's a place where the worm dieth not. It's where a place where, I mean, you're tormented. I mean, for all eternity. It's a place, I mean, Lord God, of fire and brimstone and gnashing and weeping and wailing. And I mean, all of it. My God, it's eternal separation from God. It's an awful place. Never to have no hope. I mean, I got to read this. I guess casually read through Hebrews chapter 11 before, and I thought, boy, there's a lot of great cloud of witnesses. Back yonder, there wasn't many witnesses. And the ones that there was witnessing and talking about it, they wasn't too many people believing. Amen. Enoch prophesied, and Noah got a hold of a little bit of something, God, enough that God would speak to him. And then the Bible said, and Noah walked with God. Let me tell you something. You better get a hold of something where you can walk with God. See, there's all kinds of deception going on. I mean, what kind of deception would it be? I mean, if Noah was there and you took your grand youngins and set them on your lap and told them about a flood that come when God destroyed millions of people, ungodliness, and you set them down and you said, now I walked with God. I got through it. I walked with God. I listened to him. He told me to prepare an ark for the saving of my house. I've done what God told me to do. You set them on your lap. What kind of deception is there that they'd depart? Shem, Ham, and Japheth was there. They set their young. I don't know if they did or if they just let it slide and let everything else come in. I don't know if everything else got more important than telling your youngins about heaven, about hell, about the Lord. I mean, about salvation. I mean, my God, but I can't imagine that they're on that ark and did not tell their youngins about it. But somehow, they said, we're going to get to God a different way. There is salvation in no other name. None. Oh, Lord. I don't know about you, but I'm scared. Let me tell you just a few little things that's got me stirred up. You've been hearing all this, and I've never been on TikTok. I don't know what it is, but you better stay away from some of that stuff. And I'm not, like I said, I ain't never been on it, so I can't tell you much about it. But I can tell you about two of the men that fund it. Two of the men, they own about 20% of that company. They are part of the Communist Chinese Party. And they're funding most of this stuff that you get in your TikTok algorithms and all of that stuff. And here's the funny thing about them two men. Now, don't get mad at me because I'm going to say a few things. But there's a man in the 1950s, a Russian, the leader over there, said, we'll take over America and not fire a shot. Now, I can't say his name. I'm not even going to try to say his name. But that's what he said. And I really don't even think it's going to be Russia that does that. I believe it's China that done it. In the 1760s, the British done that to China. When they couldn't defeat them militarily, they just sent opioids into the country, and they destroyed that country that way. And that's exactly what they're doing to us. They're sending things in here to destroy us without firing a shot. And you young people are the ones that they're trying to deceive right now. Now, these two men, now let me say, I'm going to talk to you about what these two men don't believe and they believe. They do not believe in the LGBTQ. They have nothing to do with that. But they're pumping it in over here. They're pumping it in on the things that you receive. They're doing that to destroy you spiritually, morally, and everything else. But they make it look all right, and you're a bigot if you say anything about it. Now they're funding billions of dollars in these things. Let me talk to you about the fentanyl that's coming in. Do you know that China, we're blaming China and they are behind it. But they are not sending the fentanyl in here. They're sending the ingredients that make fentanyl. They're sending it to Mexico because they don't want it among their own people. but they're sending the ingredients to make down in Mexico and giving the cartel the presses to make the pills to make it look like everything else, the other pills, and they're making it down there and sending it up here just like the British done them in the 1760s to destroy us. Now listen to me. They're trying to deceive you, and I'm trying to tell you, I mean, my God, you better be careful. Take heed that you be not deceived. You're to get off of some of that junk and pick up this old Bible. Put your phone down, turn your television off, turn your computer off, and pick up this old Bible and read it a while. See, everybody that says, Lord, Lord, shall not enter in. Nimrod said, I'm going to get to God, but he didn't do it. Mizraim had all kinds of, hey, the Indians, they talk to the spirits. I mean, my God, there's all kinds of stuff in this whole world, but you need Jesus. I need Jesus. You ought to thank God if you're saved here. They won't let Jesus in most of these countries. Hey, I should have brought it out here. I'd have read it to you. You youngins ought to be thankful. You know what? You're just like me. You're spoiled. So you don't know my situation. I'd like to take you and show you some situations. I got a letter in there. I'll bring it out here Sunday, read it to you. Come from Brother Nathan. And I got him on my heart the other day, and I sent him a text. And I said, Brother, we're getting ready to send some more stuff over there. But I'd like to know, is there something you need? I mean, is there something you want? Whatever it is. He said, look, he said, the greatest blessing, he said, when you send them diapers. Now listen to me, you kids, look up here and listen to me a minute. He said, them kids, they don't never get anything. He said, but just a little candy would be nice. God, that broke my heart. You know how spoiled we are? Go over and get it. Go to the house and get it. You walk into church, walk up to the aisle and get it. He said, just a little toy, a little ball, a little doll, just something small. He said, they don't even celebrate their birthday over there because they don't get nothing no way. Now, how spoiled are we? We don't throw our little fits. We don't get in our way. They don't even know what a way is. They're thankful to go in once, maybe twice a day into a little village mud hut or a little block building that they built, they've upgraded a little bit, got some, and sit down and somebody fill a little bowl full of a little bit of soup up for them, or maybe a little rice and some bread, and they're thankful. But he said, take heed that you be not deceived. See, there's all kinds of things they're pumping. And I know how it is. See, I'll have to repent here. Every now and then I look on Facebook at some things different. And I notice most time I'm on there looking at something like fishing or hunting. I'll watch a few videos. And I notice this. If I look at something, the more I look at it, the more it pops up. They know everything about you. They know what you like and what you don't like. And that's how they're going to deceive you. They're going to put their programming in it. They're going to program you to believe what they want you to believe. They've separated this country. This country is separated. And I'll say this. I've been looking into some different things. I don't think we're going to go into that type of war where it's guns and nukes and all that. I've been reading, and I'm not a conspiracy theorist so much, but I'm scared. We got 133,000 Chinese that's come across our southern border. Most of them, or not most of them, but several of them, they say have got suitcase nukes, is what they call them. And they're not going after you. They've been told what they're going after. They're going after the power grid. They say they can knock the power out in America for a year. That would kill most right there. That would take millions and millions and millions. Say, how would it do that? Well, shut the power off at the hospital for a little while. And everybody that's dependent on all these medical devices. I mean, I'm up here with a battery in me right now. I don't know what kind of confusion that would do to that stuff. See, they're going to do it without, they're going to do it without firing a shot. Now, I hope, but see, we've been deceived. All of that crowd up in the White House, every one of them, right, left, red, blue, I don't care what color they are, they're crooked. You've got one that's not. And thank God somebody told me about him. He said, be ye not deceived. If they say I'm over here, go not. He said, if they say I'm over here, don't go over there. I find out that's what the devil done. He runs everybody to and fro. And they can't sit down for just a few minutes and pick up this Bible and find out what God is doing. I mean, we're in some scary times. And he said that's the sign of the end, deception. Now, if the deception was that bad back yonder, how bad do you think it is now? I mean, all they had back yonder was the Word of God. God spoke to them. And then all of a sudden, they introduced Nimrod. So we're going to do it this way. And the whole world started seeking after other spirits. Now listen to me. And you know what the devil done? He provided other spirits. Every opportunity that the devil has, he'll appear unto you as an angel of light. He'll give you false hope. You better stay in this book. Throw the rest of them away. I like what Brother Ralph said when he went overseas. He said, I want the right word and the right spirit and the right love. I want what God's got. And you... It ain't popular now, but you better not be dabbling with the rest of it. It's dangerous. Now, I don't think any of you, some of you youngins, going to grow up one day, get married, and have youngins. You don't want them to go to hell, do you? Your parents don't want you to go to hell. But that's what's bothering me. I seen Noah and his siblings. He watched them die in that flood. Didn't they hear Enoch? Are you not listening to me tonight? Is this just another service? Are you hearing anything? Is this just Thursday night service and it don't matter and we'll get out here in a little bit and go do our thing? Apparently that's what happened with Noah's crowd. But for some reason... And I've preached this different for a long time. Bible said, by faith, Noah, moved with fear, prepared an ark for the saving of his house. That wasn't for nobody else to get in. That was not. That was for the saving of his house. Say, what about the rest of them? They didn't have enough faith. They didn't have no faith. They didn't have no faith to listen to God, walk with God, or build an ark. That was for his house. Noah said, I know the Lord's going to judge this thing. Papaw told me he was. God told me he was. And I've got just a little while to get this done. He watched his daddy die. About 5 years later, the Lord told him, said, get in the ark. He got in the ark and God closed the door. Bible said he shut the door. Bible said the deep broke up. The fountains let loose. Flooded it and destroyed all life. But somewhere along the line, Noah's siblings, and the rest of that crowd got deceived. Now, what is it you're sitting here tonight with some of your family? Some of them that... Listen, you don't go to heaven on, it'll be all right. No, I'm going to tell you, it ain't going to be all right. Lord's going to come back one day. And only those with faith is going. It ain't going to be all right. You've been lied to. You've been lied to. It ain't going to be all right. You know, the more I see of this, the more I'm ready to get out of here. But then the more I read how this thing is, I thought, Lord God, have mercy and come by and speak to another one.
Right. That's right.
Why do I want to be so selfish and get out and let everybody else go to hell?
Oh, God.
Yeah, I'd like to, but not at eternity. Hey, eternity's going to be, it ain't never going to end, so don't worry about it. Once you get there, you won't have to depart. We ought to be crawled off somewhere in a closet.
That's right.
Huddled up with this book, calling on God. Have mercy on us. And I believe it'll work because it worked for me. I got the old Bible back there. And I know where the prayers was prayed. A lot of them. And the Lord had mercy on me. And all I can say is thank God for it. How many men God sent by here stand up in this pulpit and tell each and every one of these youngins and everybody else that come through here about the Lord? I believe the Lord sent His best through here. God help. I believe the Lord sent His very best through here. Yeah. I believe the Lord always sends His very best. I believe Enoch, boy, it's something, and I'm trying to quit. Enoch walked, the Bible said he walked with Him every day. Walked with Him daily. And I believe they'd get out there so far and he'd say, you need to go back and tell them. Tell them what we've been talking about. I'm going to destroy this thing. Better go tell them. But they didn't listen. They didn't take heed. But I'm going to say this and I'm done. That did not stop the Lord from destroying it. It finally got so bad, and I'm trying to quit. It finally got so bad, the Lord throwed up His hands and said, my spirit shall not always strive with man. Noah, when you get this ark done, I'm coming back. I'm going to put you in it and I'm going to close you up. You're going through the other side, but the rest of them, I'm going to destroy them. Take heed that you be not deceived. I mean, I've been scared to death thinking about this thing, thinking about... How much deception do you think it took to take prayers out of schools and put homosexual teachers in? Now, you might be for that, I don't think, but if you are, you're already deceived. And I'm not fussing. I'm not ridiculing nobody. I'm just saying that ain't of God. How much did it take the Bible and the teaching? Our schools started, the schools and the churches used the same building. Our colleges started as colleges to teach young men to go preach. How much deception did it take to get God pushed out of the schools and evolution brought in. So we ain't deceived. Yeah, we're down. We're way past deception. You're just waiting on judgment now. How much deception did it take to make us pay for that? They take your tax dollars and pay for this trash. But everybody's okay with it. It's life. I don't care if I ever get another dollar of mine. They can go broke. They're already broke. It's hard to tell somebody that's 30-some trillion dollars in debt that they're not broke. They're just stupid. They don't know it yet. They're stupid. You know what somebody's getting ready to file bankruptcy does? They go borrow more money. They borrow all they can. Because they're going to file bankruptcy and it's going to be wiped away. You know what this stupid country's doing? They're going and borrowing and borrowing and borrowing because they ain't going to pay it back. No, they've sold you out. They ain't going to pay it back. You're a slave to another land. And I'm sorry for the youngest. I'm glad I'm getting old, going to get out of here one day. But while you're here, take heed that you be not deceived. You may have to live through all this, but you listen to me. Listen. You may have to go through all of this that's going on. But listen, Enoch lived through it. Noah lived through it. They walked with God. You may have to be in the midst of all of it, but you can walk with God. Now that ain't going to be easy. It ain't going to be easy when your brother makes fun of you. You don't think Noah's brother didn't make fun of him? And his sisters made fun of him? And their youngins made fun of Noah's youngins. Why don't you get to do this and we get to do this? And why don't you, you know, and they're partying, having a big time, doing everything that they want to do. And you can't. You ever think about it like this? God might be having mercy on you, keeping you away from some of this trash. God might be having mercy on you by taking your little cell phone and your little iPad and your little, and you can't have it and you're so mistreated, blah, blah. You might be, it might just be the mercy of God that gets you to a place where you can think right for a few minutes and hear this word of God. Yeah. But I know I've went from preaching to meddling, but take heed that you be not deceived. I ain't sure that too many of that crowd. You know, and I never did get to it. Finally, God had to bring Abraham out, send him into the promised land, and promise him a seed before the Lord ever had a people. He had to, when he couldn't swear no greater, he had to make himself a promise. He said, I'm going to have a people. Then you had Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob over there at the place where Jacob pillared his head. I'm trying to hush. Pillared his head. God said, you'll no longer be called Jacob. You're Israel. Amen. And I'm going to bless your seed. He had them 12 sons. And he made a covenant with them. Yep. And they are God's people.
Yes, sir.
And as far as I'm concerned, the rest of them, unless they got saved by the grace of God, went to hell or going to hell.
Yeah.
And that's scary. Can you imagine that crowd that died 4,000 or 5,000 years ago? So where are they at? They're still in hell. They still in hell. But you know what? There ain't a thing I can do about that. The only thing I can do is preach to you Jesus right now and try to keep these out of hell. Tell you about one that'll save them by the grace of God. Take heed, and until you get there, you better take heed that you be not deceived. You don't listen to everything you see. Everything you see ain't real. This book's real.
Amen.
You might or just throw the rest of them away anyway. They've lied to you. Pick this one up and read it. Read this one first anyway. Give it a fair chance. Read it first. It'll help you. All right, I'm going to hush. I'm going to let you stand to your feet. Right now, I'm tore up. I pray to God you get tore up and spend a sleepless night or two. No, I don't. But it wouldn't hurt. Hey, I went over there at Mr. and Mrs. Green's the other day, and he's still getting up about midnight, 1 o'clock every night, praying for all of us. How about that? Lord's left him here to fill up a few bottles that he can open up later when he ain't nobody else praying. He's still praying for these youngins that's come in over here and the ones that's coming in that he ain't never met and probably won't never meet. He told me the other day, he said, I don't know what else to do but pray for that little grandbaby, Heather. He said, I know I ain't going to be here, but I know God will. He can answer a prayer long after I'm gone. Yeah. So it wouldn't probably hurt to get up. Lord wakes you up in the middle of the night and talk to him about it a little bit. Lord, give me a burden for this. Yeah. Give me a burden for them little youngins overseas. That ain't got nothing. Not a thing. Help me to be as thankful as they are when they put something in front of me. Lord God, when they come in there. Nathan said this, and I am done. He said, continue to pray for that one meeting. He said, when we started, he said it was all of the little kids that come. They didn't have really any adults in two of those villages. It's all kids. He said, but the Lord got to working among them kids. He said, and now there's several adults starting to come to those meetings. Ain't that a blessing? Oh, Lord. So, pray to God to just do a work there. Amen. All right.